Robert Miller had an extra incentive to keep track of the Iditarod this year. Not only does he enjoy keeping tabs on the sport, but one of the race's frontrunners was wearing his sea otter and seal fur creations.
I was watching KTVA live TV of the finish coming in, so, you know, I just wanted to see if I could get a glimpse of my products on TV, and for me that was pretty cool. It was pretty special.
Miller is the man behind Sea Fur Sewing. Stevie was wearing a hat and a pair of mittens that Miller made for him as he pulled under the Burled Arch in Nome. Stevie's hat was especially made with a brim and long straps that secure with Velcro. It's completely lined with sea otter fur, Miller says. What makes these furs so good? Well, seal fur is waterproof and completely windproof, Miller says. And sea otter fur has up to 1 million hairs per inch.
The combination of the most dense, warmest fur on the planet with the combination of probably the most waterproof fur on the planet, when you're talking hats and mittens, and you can't beat it. It's better than any synthetic fiber on the market.
Mushers Lance Mackey, Didi John Rowe, and Becca Moore are also sporting Miller's wares in the race this year, mostly gloves and custom hats. He's named a few of the hat styles after the mushers who wear them, starting with Ramey Smith, who began sporting sea fur sewing products a few years ago. Miller says the Lance Mackey style is his biggest seller.
We make other things too. We make blankets and hats and pillows and scarves and vests and coats and all kinds of stuff. And when I say we, I mean myself.
Miller is completely self-made, getting the idea for his business after a hunting trip. He's Clinkit, which allows him to hunt seals and sea otters.
I started sewing about 4 years ago. Never had no teachers or anything. I just went out hunting one day and got some otters and came home and realized I needed to do something with them and hand-stitched a few items together enough to sell to a local store in town here, and they liked the product and went and bought a machine with that money.
He still hunts the furs, but now he also pays Alaska Native hunters in Prince of Wales Island, Cake, Angoon, and Cordova, he says. He sews everything by hand in his garage and sells products online via his business website and Etsy shop. He says he sent things to all 50 states.
It's kind of funny. I sell a majority of my stuff to the Midwest, like Michigan and places in that area.
He also sells his goods in town by appointment only, he says.
My shop is in my garage, and, you know, generally when I have customers coming over, I like to spiffy it up a little bit because usually the furs are flying and it's pretty rough in there.
While Miller continues to fill orders this week, he'll also be watching for the other mushers in sea fur sewing gear as they pull into Nome. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.